Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
There's a second New Englander in the 2016 presidential race. Former Rhode Island Governor Lincoln Chafee has joined Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and non-New Englander former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley as a challenger to the frontrunner Hillary Clinton for the Democratic nomination. Chafee announced his candidacy not in Rhode Island, but in Virginia.
We can fix much of what is ailing us. We must deliberately and carefully extricate ourselves from expensive wars. Just think of how better this money could be spent.
With us now to discuss Lincoln Chafee's political resume is political reporter Ian Donis of Rhode Island Public Radio, who covered Chafee for many years. Good morning, Ian.
Good to be with you, Bob.
Let's lay out the resume. Lincoln Chafee, son of the late Senator John Chafee, who was very influential. Lincoln Chafee served in the Senate himself, also a former mayor, recently the governor of Rhode Island. What's he best known for?
Well, as you say, Lincoln Chafee has had a long career in Rhode Island politics, but he's best known for his most recent service as governor. He led Rhode Island during the recession, and he generally suffered from poor approval ratings. He's not really seen as a robust leader during his time as governor.
Why was that?
Well, I think Lincoln Chafee is a very honest, principled person. No one really doubts that. But in the depths of the recession and its aftermath, many Rhode Islanders were looking for a leader who would empathize with them and their economic suffering. And that's just not the way Lincoln Chafee is.
What about other political difficulties?
Chafee was very well liked as a mayor and U.S. senator. He had a very high approval rating when he stood for re-election to the U.S. Senate in 2006. And he really lost that race because of the rightward lurch of the National Republican Party. Lincoln Chafee was always a very moderate, liberal Republican in his time as a Republican, but he was essentially punished because of the image of the National Republican Party.
But he's been a Republican, an independent, now a Democrat. Is he really at home in the Democratic Party?
I would say he is. It's a little bit of an odd fit in some ways because most of Rhode Island's Democratic establishment is firmly behind Hillary Clinton. But Lincoln Chafee, even when he was a Republican, he was widely regarded as a Republican in name only. He's always been a very liberal to moderate kind of guy.
So what's the reaction been in Rhode Island political circles to Mr. Chafee's decision to seek the Democratic nomination?
Well, Bob, it tells you something about Lincoln Chafee that when word of his exploratory effort broke in April, a lot of people thought it was a delinquent April Fool's joke, given how Chafee had been so unpopular in the latter time of his tenure as governor. But Rhode Island Democrats are very polite to Chafee. A lot of people have some personal affection for Chafee, but the Democratic establishment here and most voters, I would suspect, are firmly behind Hillary Clinton.
I'm actually looking at comments from Joseph McNamara, chairman of the Rhode Island Democratic Party, who calls Lincoln Chafee a good and gracious man, but who notes, as you say, that Mrs. Clinton has strong support in the state, and it seems a little late, he says, for Chafee to be getting in.
Yeah, the Clintons have always been very popular here. So, you know, there might be a couple of longtime Chafee loyalists who are very enthusiastic about his presidential campaign, but you're not going to see his campaign catch fire in Rhode Island. In fact, I think he might fare better with some people outside of Rhode Island who recall how he was the only Republican in the Senate in 2003 who voted against the war in Iraq. That is Chafee's signature accomplishment that he's touting, and it offers a sharp contrast from Hillary Clinton.
Ian Donis, political reporter for Rhode Island Public Radio, thanks a lot for speaking with us.
My pleasure, Bob.